This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Bob Mader. He's with the National Association for Flight Instructors, and they've had a lot of stuff going on, and just this week he organized a webinar to address the issue of how to find more pilots, and he said he had good turnout. About 40 people showed up for this, and there was a lot of good discussion. So, Bob, thanks for talking to us, and why don't you just give us the update on how this initiative is going with you guys?
Certainly. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Before we get started on that, NAPI would like to extend its condolences to the Paul Bresny family and the extended family at EAA regarding Paul Bresny's passing. A legend has passed, and he'll be sorely missed. So I just wanted to have the opportunity to say that before we got started.
Okay, sure. And then, of course, that news just came out about an hour ago as we're recording.
Getting on to the subject at hand, last night's webinar was really an open conversation, and it was a continuation of one that we started back in June, trying to gather people's thoughts, ideas regarding how to generate more students and how to retain the pilots that we get. Either all the way through their training and after. This is not in competition with anything, for example, AOPA is doing with their flight school business initiative. If anything, it's an adjunct to it, not an official one. This is our initiative. But we're looking at it from the flight instructor or the flight training side of it, to see what we can do better and how we can bring people in. It's certainly an industry-wide problem. Everybody has a stake in the game. And at the end of the day, we want to improve flight training. We want to improve the number of pilots out there or bring in a greater number of pilots and keep those that have taken the time and trouble to learn how to fly engaged.
Okay, so did you come up with some good ideas how to do that?
Well, we didn't come up with the final solution yet. We discussed a lot of things, everything from the social aspects of flying. We looked the example of what the motorcycle community does with dealerships engaging customers and families in the social side of motorcycling. We looked at that model. We talked a lot about making sure that flight instructors learn how to market properly, that is, how to work a prospect. It sounds very crass to say it that way, but at the end of the day, we are in a service business, and if our customers don't feel that, our students, I should say, which are our customers, don't feel that they're getting value, they won't stay with it. To learning how to manage the cost of attracting students, we talked a lot about engaging young people, follow-ons to EAA's Young Eagles program, for example. What can schools and individual flight instructors do to EAA chapters? At the end of it all, what we agreed to do is NAPI will form a committee. I've gotten several emails from people who are on the call last night who want to participate. This is one I will deliberately not lead. I'm just tossing it out there. We'll find a good chairperson for this subcommittee or this committee within NAPI, somebody from the membership ranks. And what we hope to do is formalize this discussion and start coming up with a set of best practices for flight instructors.
Okay, so that sounds kind of ambitious. So what do you think that would involve?
The next step is to take all these great ideas, put together a team that will pull them together into a cohesive whole and come up with action plans. Now, certainly NAPI can't tell anybody how to run their business or how to be an instructor. What we can do is put together several different models because, as I said last night on our webinar, what works in Alaska may not work in Florida. Put together several different plans or an a la carte menu that people can pick and choose from and say, these things have worked, these are success stories that people have had, you may want to consider trying these.
Okay, thanks, Bob. And if listeners want to find out more about NAFI or participate in this effort to find more pilots, you can go to the web at nafinet.org.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.